Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 41, Sri Vallabhavata, Episode 2, Krishna Shakti Vina. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for simply by the causeless mercy of the devotees who are engaged in licking honey from Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, even a fallen soul becomes eternally liberated. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The next year, all the devotees of Bengal went to visit Lord Chaitanya, and as previously, Lord Chaitanya met each and every one of them. Thus, Lord Chaitanya performed his pastimes with his devotees. Then, a learned scholar named Vallabhavata went to Jagannath Puri to meet Lord Chaitanya. And when Vallabhavata arrived, he offered obeisances at the lotus feet of the Lord, accepting Lord Chaitanya as a great devotee. Lord Chaitanya embraced Vallabhavata with great respect, and Lord Chaitanya seated Vallabhavata near him. Then Vallabhavata very humbly began speaking. "For a long time I have desired to see you, my Lord. Now, Lord Jagannath has fulfilled this desire. Therefore, I am seeing you. One who receives your audience is fortunate indeed, for you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. And since one who remembers you is purified, then why should it be astonishing that one becomes purified by seeing you? Yeshang sangsmaranat pungsang sadya shudyanti by griha king punar darshana sparsha pada sauchasanad bihi. One can immediately purify his or her entire house simply by remembering exalted personalities, to say nothing of directly seeing them, touching their lotus feet, washing their feet, or offering them places to sit. Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtana Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tara Pravartana. The fundamental religious system in the age of Kali is the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. Unless empowered by Krishna, one cannot propagate the Sankirtan movement. You have spread the Sankirtan movement of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, it is evident that you have been empowered by Lord Krishna, and there is no question about it. You have manifested the holy name of Krishna throughout the entire world. Anyone who sees you is immediately absorbed in ecstatic love of Krishna. Without being especially empowered by Krishna, one cannot manifest ecstatic love of Krishna. For Krishna is the only one who gives ecstatic love. That is the verdict of all revealed scriptures. The great saint Bilva Mangala Thakur says, Santu avatara bahava pushkara nabhasya sarvato badra krishnad anya ko va latasu api prema do bhavati. There may be many all auspicious incarnations of the personality of Godhead, but who other than Lord Sri Krishna can bestow love of God upon the surrendered souls? O my dear Vallabhavata, you are a learned scholar. Now kindly listen to me, for I am a sannyasi of the Mayavada school, and therefore I have no chance of knowing what Krishna bhakti is. Nevertheless, my mind has become purified because I have associated with Advaita Acharya, who is directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Advaita Acharya is unparalleled in his understanding of all the revealed scriptures and devotional service of Lord Krishna. Therefore, he is called Advaita Acharya. He is such a great personality that by his mercy, Advaita Acharya can convert even the Malecha meat eaters to the devotional service of Lord Krishna. Who, therefore, can estimate the power of the Vaishnavism of Advaita Acharya? And then there is Lord Nityananda Prabhu, the Avadhuta, who is also directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nitai is always intoxicated with the madness of ecstatic love. Indeed, he is an ocean of love of Krishna. Then there is Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya, who perfectly knows the six philosophical theses. He is therefore the spiritual master of the entire world. In the six paths of philosophy, Sarvabhauma is the best of devotees. He has shown me the limit of devotional service. Only by the mercy of Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya have I understood that devotional service to Krishna is the essence of all mystic yoga. And let me tell you about Srila Ramananda Roy, who is the ultimate knower of the transcendental mellows of Lord Krishna's devotional service. Ramananda has instructed me that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Through the mercy of Ramananda Roy, I have understood that ecstatic love of Krishna is the highest goal of life, and that spontaneous love of Krishna is indeed the highest perfection. The servant, friend, superior, and conjugal lover are the shelters of the transcendental mellows known as Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Sringar. There are two kinds of emotion, bhava. Emotion with an understanding of the Lord's full opulences is called Aishvarya Jnana Yukta, and pure uncontaminated emotion is called Kevala. But one cannot achieve shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, simply by knowing his opulences. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami says, Nayang Sukapo Bhagavan Dehinang Gopika Sutta Jnaninang Chatma Bhutanang Yatha Bhakti Matam Iha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, is accessible to those devotees engaged in spontaneous loving service. But Krishna is not as easily accessible to the mental speculators, to those striving for self-realization by severe austerities and penances, or to those who consider the body the same as the self. The word Atmabhuta means personal associates. Through the understanding of opulence, the goddess of fortune could not receive shelter of Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda. As we learn from Uddhava, Nayang Shriyonga U Nitanta Rate Prasadaha Svarayoshitang Nalana Gandha Ruchang Kutonya Ratsotsavesya Bhujadanda Grihita Kanta Labdashi Shanya Udagad Vraja Sundarinam. When Lord Sri Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Rasa Leela, the gopis were embraced by the arms of the Lord. But this transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or the other consorts in the spiritual world. Indeed, never was such a favor even imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets, girls whose bodily luster and aroma resemble those of lotus flowers. And what to speak of earthly women, who are very beautiful according to the material estimation? In pure Krishna consciousness, a friend mounts the shoulder of Krishna. Mother Yashoda binds Krishna in pure Krishna consciousness without knowledge of Krishna's opulences. A devotee therefore considers Krishna one's friend or son. Thus, this devotional attitude is praised even by Shukadeva Goswami and Srila Vyasadeva, who is the supreme authority. Itang satang brahma sukanubhutya dasyang gatanang paradaivatena mayasritanang naradarakena sakang vijahu kritapunya punja. Those who are engaged in self-realization, appreciating the Brahman effulgence of the Lord, and those engaged in devotional service, accepting the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Master, as well as those who are under the clutches of Maya, thinking the Lord to be an ordinary person, they cannot understand that certain exalted personalities, after accumulating volumes of pious activities, are now playing with Krishna in friendship as cowherder boys. Trayacho Panishadvishcha Sankhya Yogaischa Satvatai Upagiyamana Mahatmyam Haring Samanyatatmajam. When Mother Yashoda saw all the universes within the mouth of Krishna, she was certainly astonished for the time being. Nevertheless, she still considered Krishna to be her own son, although Krishna is worshipped by great personalities who offer Krishna sacrifices, by great saints who understand the greatness of Krishna by studying the Upanishads, by great philosophers who analytically study the universe, by great yogis who know Krishna as the all-pervading Supersoul, and even the devotees who accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nandakim akaro brahman shreya evam mahodayam yashoda va mahabhaga papau yasya stanam hari. O Brahmana, what pious activities did Nanda Maharaj perform to receive the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna as his son? And what pious activities did Mother Yashoda perform that made the Absolute Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna call her mother and suck her breath? And even if a pure devotee does see the opulence of Krishna, he or she does not accept it. Therefore, pure consciousness is more exalted than consciousness of the Lord's opulence. Srila Ramananda Roy is extremely aware of the transcendental mellows. He is incessantly absorbed in the happiness of ecstatic love of Krishna. It is he who has instructed me all about this. So it is impossible to describe the influence and knowledge of Ramananda Roy, for only by his mercy have I understood the unalloyed love of the residents of Vrindavan. The transcendental mellow of ecstatic love is personified by Swarup Damodar Goswami. And by his association, I have understood Vrindavan's transcendental mellow of conjugal love. The unalloyed love of the gopis and Srimati Radharani is without any trace of material lust. The criterion of such transcendental love is that its only purpose is to satisfy Krishna, as confirmed by the gopis in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yatte sujata charanam buruhaṁ staneshu bita kshanai priyadahi mahi karkasheshu tenatavim atasita vyathate nakin svit kupadivir brahmati dhir bhavadayushangna. O dearly beloved, your lotus feet are so soft that we place them gently upon our breast, fearing that your feet will be hurt. Our lives rest only in you. Our minds, therefore, are filled with anxiety that your tender feet might be wounded by pebbles as you roam about on the forest path. Obsessed with pure love, without knowledge of opulences, the gopis sometimes chastise Krishna. That is a symptom of pure ecstatic love, as revealed by their prayers on the bank of the Yamuna, the night of the Rasadevs. Pati sutan vaya pratri bandhavan ati vilangyate antyachutagata gati vidastavod gita mohita kitavayoshita kastya jain nishi. O dear Krishna, we gopis have neglected the order of our husbands, sons, family, brothers, and friends, and we have left their company just to come to you. So you know everything about our desires. We have come only because we are attracted by the supreme music of your flute. But you are a great cheater. For who else would give up the company of young girls like us in the dead of night? The conjugal love of the gopis is the most exalted devotional service, surpassing all other methods of bhakti. And therefore, Lord Krishna is obliged to say, O my dear gopis, I cannot repay you. Indeed, I am always indebted to you. Naparayehang niravadya sangyujang swa sadhu kriyang vibudayushapiva ya mabhajan durjaya geha shrinkalaha sang vrishchatadva pratiyatu sadhuna. O gopis, I am not able to repay my debt for your spotless service, even within a lifetime of Lord Brahma. For your connection with me is beyond reproach. You have worshipped me, cutting off all domestic ties, which are difficult to break. Therefore, please let your own glorious deeds be your compensation. Completely distinct from love of Krishna and opulence, pure love of Krishna is on the highest level. On the surface of the globe, there is no greater devotee than Uddhava. Uddhava desires to take upon his head the dust of the gopis' lotus feet. So I have learned about all these transcendental loving affairs of Lord Krishna from Swarup Damodara. Asamaho charana renu jushamahansyam Vrindavane kim api gulma latau sadhinam ya dushya jang swajanam arya patang cha hitva bejur mukunda padavin shruti vir vimrigyam. The gopis of Vrindavan have given up the association of their husbands, sons, and other family members who are very difficult to give up. And they have forsaken the path of chastity just to take shelter of the lotus feet of Mukunda. For Krishna is the one who should be searched for by Vedic knowledge. Oh, let me be fortunate enough to be one of the bushes, creepers, or herbs in Vrindavan, because the gopis trample them and bless them with the dust of their lotus feet. And then there is Haridas Thakur, the teacher of the holy name, who is among the most exalted of all devotees. Every day, Haridas Thakur chants 300,000 holy names of the Lord. And I have learned about the glories of the Lord's holy name from Haridas Thakur. And by Haridas Thakur's mercy, I have come to understand these glories. Acharya Ratna, Acharya Nidhi, Gadadhar Pandit, Jagadananda, Damodar, Shankar, Vrakreshwar, Kashiswar, Mukunda, Vasudev, Murari, and many other devotees have all descended in Bengal to preach to everyone the glories of the holy name of Krishna and the value of love for Krishna. So I have learned from all of them the meaning of devotional service to Krishna. Knowing that Vallabhabhatta's heart was full of pride, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke these words, hinting at how one can learn about devotional service. I am a great Vaishnava. Having learned all the conclusions of Vaishnava philosophy, I can understand the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam, and I can explain it very well. Such pride had existed for a long time within Vallabhabhatta's mind. But as he heard the preaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vallabhabhatta's pride was cut down. When Vallabhabhatta heard from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the pure Vaishnavism of all these devotees, Vallabhabhatta immediately desired to see them, and he spoke. So where do all these Vaishnavas live, and how may I see them? Oh, my dear Vallabhabhatta, although some of them live in Bengal and some in other states, they have all come here to see the Ratha Yatra festival. At present, they are all living here. Their residences are in various quarters, but here you will get the audience of them all. Recorded March 15, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Gopinath, Gopinath, Gopinath. Galaya lege che phasa, Kripa asi dhori, Bandana chediya, Dino korohe dasa, Gopinath, Gopinath, Gopinath. Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. O Gopinath, the noose of materialism has become fixed around my neck. Taking up the sword of your mercy and cutting this bondage, make this Bhakti Vinod your humble servant, and make this Nirantara Das your humble servant as well.
Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Shri Madhusudana. Gopala Govinda Rama Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Govinda. Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya. Lada Rambana Hari Govinda. Jaya Jaya Lada Rambana Hari Govinda. Jaya Jaya Govinda. Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya. Lada Ramana Hari Govinda. Jaya Jaya Lada Ramana Hari Govinda. Jaya Jaya Govinda. Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya. Lada Ramana Hari Govinda. Jaya Jaya Lada Ramana Hari Govinda. Jaya Jaya Govinda. Jaya Jaya Gopala. Jaya Jaya Lada Ramana. mana hari govinda jaya jaya nada ramana hari govinda jaya jaya govinda jaya jaya gopala jaya jaya nada ramana hari govinda jaya jaya nada ramana